Yeah, I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Surface is fine and battery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, like powdered charcoal, to the sole and sides of my boot.
The time on Earth, 10:56 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, July 20th, 1969. A man has stepped on the surface of the moon. Neil Armstrong, an American, looking cumbersome in a white spacesuit, but moving easily and gracefully in the 1/6 gravity of the moon. The world watches and listens on live television, and in a little while, the second man to walk on the moon, Edwin Aldrin, comes down Eagle's ladder.
Make sure not to lock it on my way up. Particularly good thought. That's our home for the next couple of hours. We want to take good care of it. Okay, I'm on the top step and I can look down over the RCU and landing gear pad. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I found it to be very comfortable and walking is also very comfortable. But you've got three more steps and then a long one.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that one foot up there and both hands down about the fourth rung up.
There you go.
Okay, now I think I'll do the same.
One more. About another inch. There you got it. That's a good step. Yep. About a 3-footer.
Beautiful.
Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
2 hours and 31 minutes will pass before the two men are back in their spaceship. And in that time, they will have a full schedule of work. Astronaut Armstrong uncovers a plaque on the lens to mark this most historic of all moments.
For those who haven't read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this lamp. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States."
The President of the United States himself reached out across the Gulf of Space to speak not only for himself, but all the world. Mission Control in Houston put through the call.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Begin, Houston.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Roger,
we'd
like to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over.
Would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President, this is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone.
That was Anyhow by the Tejeski Trucks Band, called in by a listener. Please call in more music. I always love playing what the people want. Up next, I've got some Simon and Garfunkel greatest hits on vinyl for you. First up, Mrs. Robinson, likely followed by For Emily Whenever I May Find Her, The Boxer, The 59th Street Bridge Song, The Sound of Silence, and we'll see where it goes from there. Hope you enjoy.
Pressed in order to be clothed Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. I left my home and my family. I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By the night, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out.
in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, but the fighting still remains.
Sorry to stop you there right before Sound of Silence, but that's enough Simon and Garfunkel for now. If you want to hear more, call in. Maybe playing more later in the hour. Anyway, before we begin with our next selection, I have your hourly PSA. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO. Up next for you, I've got Chet Baker, Straight from the Heart, Side 2, with songs such as There's a Small Hotel, Sippin' at Bells, Tenderly, and My Funny Valentine. We'll see if we get to all of those. By the way, I am Tom from Hypnopompia, Saturday nights, Sunday mornings at 1 a.m. However, it is 9:30 p.m. on a Friday. I am subbing for your regular host, who is not here. Without further ado, Chet Baker. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Chet Baker. Enough for one night. Up next, a couple selections from Rex Orange County's new album, Pony, Always and Pluto Project. Pluto Projector. Two of my favorite ones from the album. After that, got some Beach Boys on the way. This is WMFO 91.5 Medford, Dust Freeform Radio. Enjoy.
To sit down, and I'm happy to admit now I'm on my way. It seems I'm not invincible, but I'm bored of the pain, and I need to explain. Yeah, there will always be a part of me that's holding on and still. Protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? What if all this counts for nothing? Everything I thought I'd be. What if by the time I realize it's too far behind to see? 70 mil projector, I can show you everything. Yeah. And we're on our way to glory, where the show won't ever end, and the encore lasts forever, and it's time with you to spend. Spending the years together, growing older every day. I feel it. sadly say again, I hope the encore lasts forever. Now there's time for us to spend, and it's sublime with you, my friend. This right here still feels like the honeymoon. I'll do the same as you, I'll try and hold it up. Soon I hope, or as soon as I'm old enough.
That was Always and Pluto Projector by Rex Orange County from his new album, Pony. Stream it now. Up next, the last three songs from the Beach Boys album, That's Why God Made the Radio. The songs are From There to Back Again, Pacific Coast Highway, and Summer's Gone. They're very different from the mainstream Beach Boys songs you'll hear in a moment. And I think they go very well together. I hope you do as well. Enjoy.
Why don't you run away and spend some time with me? On this summer's day, there's nowhere else I'd rather. Thank you.
are compromised. Paradise is just another place upon the wall. Through the common sense of it all, we had a lot to live, we gave it all. Through the consequence of the wine, another place in time.
My love.
That was part of That's Why God Made the Radio by the Beach Boys. Here to introduce himself and our fade-out song is a friend of mine. I am Tom from Hypnopompia. Tune into my show tomorrow night at 1 a.m. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Take it away.
Hi, this is Kyle. Our last song is A Dancer. Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. Have a good night.